So it's Semana Santa and things are starting to kick off. This is one of the great holidays or holiday weeks in Spain in the Spanish calendar. It's always been big, but it seems to be getting bigger. I generally mention something about it every year, so this year will be no different. Basically, I just like to give people a rundown on what it's all about. Now, what is Semana Santa? Well, basically, it's the equivalent of Easter in many parts of the world, but there's a twist, as usual. Semana Santa means Holy Week, and it's the best name because it really describes where the focus of this celebration is on, and that is the Passion of Christ, and especially his death. What are the days? Well, the actual dates change from year to year, but this year they go from April 2nd to April 9th in Spain. That is from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday, or sometimes Easter Monday. The big days are actually in the middle of the week: Holy Wednesday, Holy Thursday, also known as Maundy Thursday, and Good Friday, with the night of Holy Thursday into Good Friday being the biggest of them all. In most places, the holidays themselves are Thursday, Friday, and the weekend, but in certain areas like Valencia, Catalonia, Navarra, La Rioja, Balearic Islands, and the Basque Country, you get Friday, Good Friday off, and then Easter Monday off. And schools generally get the whole week off, including Monday. Now, to many people's surprise, Easter Sunday doesn't get the attention it does in other countries, where it's sort of like the finale, the happy ending. In a sense, in Spain, it's almost like an afterthought, often highlighted by a long and complicated drive home, sort of like that Sunday drive at the end of Thanksgiving weekend. For any of you Americans out there, you'll know what I mean. And that's about it. The Spanish don't seem to place much emphasis on it, other than maybe sending a text message wishing everyone a happy Easter. And it certainly pales in comparison with most other parts of the Christian world. And it's always been sort of a curiosity to me, and puzzling at the same time, when I point this out to most Spaniards, basically asking why Easter seems to be pretty insignificant in this country. They kind of look at me, surprised themselves, as if this has never occurred to them. It seems so obvious to me. And then they'll sort of say, "Yeah, you're right. I've never really thought about it." And then they sort of stare out into the distance with no clear answer as to why that is. And where and how is this celebrated? Well, for many Spaniards, this is just a week off. And for families, it's a chance to go to the beach. Beaches usually experience their first wave of bathers. Some go up to the mountains or to the countryside. All the hotels there and the inns are all packed, no rooms available. Then some of the smaller cities notice an increase in tourism. And then there are those who like to go and see the processions, the religious processions. Traditionally, there are two main areas in Spain which have been sort of the center of attention. These are celebrations that have gone back to the Middle Ages in different ways, different levels of intensity. They've had their strong moments and their weak moments in terms of popularity. Andalusia is basically the epicenter of Semana Santa. The celebrations there are huge, and I mean huge. It's almost too hard to imagine. Majestic, emotional, even festive. And then you'll have ones in other parts like Castilla y León, in León, Salamanca, Zamora, Valladolid, which are known for being much more somber, much more serious, but are also incredibly moving, but definitely a different style. And those are the classics, but there are other places like Cuenca, Tenerife, many other towns which have very famous and festive celebrations. And it doesn't stop there, that Semana Santa is being revived in many places where it has kind of died out or was about to die out, Madrid being a perfect example. 50 years ago, the tradition of celebrating Semana Santa in Madrid with processions and all existed, but barely existed. Then they started to grow. 20 years ago, there were processions, but they were generally low key. But it was sort of easy to find a place to watch them. It wasn't that complicated. But in the last few years, especially the last 5 to 10 years, I'd say this has really bloomed into a major annual event, and it's still growing. And it's like that all over Spain. Sometimes the onlookers go for religious reasons, sometimes for cultural reasons, and no doubt the towns where they're celebrated will benefit from the tourism that comes in. And as I was saying, it just is getting more and more popular. In fact, we could say that Semana Santa is experiencing a resurrection of sorts, pun fully intended, and it is practically healthier than ever. Some have described it as the silver age of the procession. And there's a reason they don't go with gold, and that's because a lot of people will go to these processions and these celebrations with faith and religion in mind. But at the same time, there are others there who are just sort of curious onlookers. I know a lot of people like to see the imposing, conical hoods. And yet, despite the fact that the country has become once again sort of into Semana Santa as an event, there are some statistics recently that show how it feels or how the country feels about faith and religion. In 2018, an in-depth study of 34 countries carried out by the Pew Research Center, which is a nonpartisan organization based in Washington, D.C., revealed that, for example, 59% of the population in Spain considered religion not very important or not important at all. And 60% considered themselves Catholic, a big decrease in recent years, and also well below the 78% and 77% of Italians and Portugals, respectively, who consider themselves Catholic. Spain, in this report, also nearly led the pack in individuals who dropped their religious affiliation. By that, talking about the difference between how they felt about religion when they were growing up and how they feel about religion currently. And it went from 92% down to 66%. So that was pretty significant. Topped only by countries like Belgium, Netherlands, and Norway. So this is all why certain experts and scholars consider this to be a really good time for Semana Santa, and in some cases it's important for religious and traditional reasons, but they also suspect that a lot of people are watching them just because they're curious to see them. And this year we will be heading down to one of the most traditional celebrations of them all, the ones held at Jerez de la Frontera, which is sort of the heart of Andalusia, deep Spain. And I will be checking that out and checking out just what they do, how they do it, and how they feel about it. And yes, I will be asking people for their opinion of Easter, so I want to find out what people think. So that will be all for today from Brian's Spain Domain. Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian's Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish culture, and Spanish history. And you can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button and following the instructions. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.